This is the Stinking Truth.
So how much football does he have left in him? Is he somebody that you see can easily start for a team and, you know, stay healthy enough and have a realistic chance of being a playoff team?
Oh, with Kirk Cousins? Yeah. Kirk can play. Like, now, last year notwithstanding, we saw the ups and downs last year, right? We saw him have that game where he threw for over 500 yards. And, you know, and we saw some real stinkers as well. But I think that's part of the rehab process, right? I think that's part of coming back from the Achilles, right? And some days you feel good, and some days you just feel like garbage. And it affects the way you play. And it's always, we talk about all the time with ACLs, it's not the first year back, it's the second year back where you've got yourself feeling like you're right again. And I think that that certainly hindered him. I think it hampered him over the course of last season. And like I said, man, he had some brilliant games and he had some stinkers. And I think ultimately you'll look at that and say, man, Kirk Cousins, 2 years removed from that Achilles tendon injury, that dude's going to be ready to play and ready to play at a high level. There's no question the guy is super smart. The guy really understands what he's doing, what he wants to take advantage of. And you put him, you know, you put him in, you protect him, you have a running game for Kirk Cousins, and he'll make a bunch of plays throwing the football.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who went out last year in an NFL game against Tampa and went 42 of 58 for 509 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now, as the season went along, his play dropped off, but, you know, he still had a 344-yard passing game at Minnesota. So, you know, there's still some life in his arm. But you're saying, yeah, he's still a viable starting quarterback in this league option for a team that finds himself
once sure.
musical chairs, music stops, and somebody's left without a quarterback chair. You know, he's somebody that you would feel comfortable trading for.
He's a guy like who's out there right now. We talked about Russ, right?
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers, anybody else out there that's, you know, that anybody would think that, listen, if let's say Aaron Rodgers decides to retire. Okay, he goes, you know what? I'm not feeling it. I'm going to retire. Who would be, of the people out there that are left, Kirk Cousins would be my number one. I mean, certainly over Russ, Joe Flacco, you know, I mean, give me the Jameis Winston. Like, there's no question Kirk Cousins would be my number one out of those guys.
Well, he'll be 37 this summer, so... You know, and your thought is the year after the Achilles, maybe where he has a chance to come back and really be able to show what he can do. Well, if he's still motivated, I don't know, after you've made $330 million, do you still have that same motivation?
Well, after a $10 million roster bonus showing up in your mailbox and you know you're not playing for that team, like when that happens, you're like, you know what? Things have shined. I've been fortunate. Like, everything just has worked out. Maybe it's time to just call it good.
Whatever Kirk Cousins has done, man, props to you, because that is remarkable. He keeps finding himself in the right situation. Hey, you're going to be the first person to get a 3-year fully guaranteed contract at $90 million. We've never had one of those before. You get to be the first one that gets this deal. You get to be the first one that says, hey, we're just going to hold on to you. We have no intention of keeping you, but we're going to pay this roster bonus just so that we have a chance to be able to trade you down the road. Here's $10 million just to kind of cool your jets for a while. What a deal. What a deal indeed. Finally, one other story. I know you love this guy. Kyle Juszczyk was not out there very long. He goes back to the 49ers, and that just seems appropriate, doesn't it? That he stays with that franchise where you could tell he's got such love for that franchise and they for him.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's really cool that they redid it and they got him back there. And he's such a unique player for them. He's so good at, like, one of the things that he does so exceptionally well is he understands that run game so well. He just, like, he has got the most lionist eyes. Like, he will lie to you as a defense. You know, he'll be flying up the field on the right-hand side and all of a sudden just right back, cut you off the backside. He just never gives it away. He's really good. Great in the play action game. Is one of those guys that's good for a couple of catches, really does a good job in the blocking game, but he's always got one of those guys that has, you know, three or four explosive plays during the course of a quarter of a season where it's a touchdown for, you know, whatever, it's a 40-yard gain, a 30-yard gain. He's just one of those guys that's a special player and a unique player, and gives him one more layer to their offense that, you know, I just think is imperative to what San Francisco does. So good for them. You know, cooler heads prevailing, and the Niners getting it done, and Kyle Juszczyk renegotiating a deal.
And I know it's just important to you. You just do not want to see the demise, the extinction of the fullback. You still feel that there's a very valuable role for fullback still in today's NFL.
Absolutely. And he's one of those unique, you know, pass catcher kind of, you know, he'll block you and he'll hit you and he'll do all those things, but just a unique skill set. Now, my favorite guy, Ricard in Baltimore, that dude is an offensive lineman that plays fullback. He's my favorite. He might be my favorite player in the whole league, but Juszczyk is right up there. And plus all the consonants in his name. I mean, that dude corner the market on consonants. He's just unbelievable.
Yes, not a vowel to be found.
No. I think there's a U in there and sometimes a Y.
Right.
But I don't trust it. I do not trust it.
All right, good stuff.
All right, buddy. Hey, you're going to be off for a little while. Go enjoy that baseball. I know you're taking a baseball trip with your son, Brady. That is going to be awesome. I'm going to be out next week. So this is going to be the last podcast for a little bit of time. Just hang with us. We'll be back before you know it. But some well-deserved R&R, especially you going out for that baseball weekend with your son or that baseball week down in Arizona. That was when my son was in high school. That was always one of my favorite trips of the year. Just awesome stuff. High school baseball in Arizona where it's warm. It's awesome.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.